this for my culture, 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 culture.
Welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for riding with me this evening, folks. That's right. Yes, yes, yes. I got a fantastic conversation for you. That's right. Fantastic conversation based upon some new data that has come out. And I'm very excited about having this because I really want to get your thoughts on what do we do to relieve this great burden that is upon all of our shoulders based upon this new data. All right, so here it is, folks. Check this out. Check this out. The new data is this. Maryland is considered to be the most stressful state in the country. Well, not the most, but we're in the top 10. Let me just say that. We're in the top 10. According to a new data that has come out from Zipia, the top 10 most stressed states in the United States, which means states that sentence you to a life of long commutes, high unemployment, ridiculous rent prices, and grueling work hours. Yeah, all of that. And guess what? Maryland is on the list for being one of the most stressful states in the country, alongside New Jersey, Georgia, Florida, California, New York, Louisiana, North Carolina, Virginia, and Mississippi. I'm kind of trying to figure out something here in terms of this. Now, I can get California and New York. New York, it's like as soon as you get off the bus or get off the train, you automatically stress. You just feel that New York state of mind just hit you. But Maryland, I'm trying to understand. Baltimore, yeah, it can kind of stress you out. But when you get to other parts of Maryland, is it really the most stressful state? Now, they're saying long commutes, and I don't know if they're really taking in consideration the district. Now, it's saying, now, I don't know how you can have Virginia and Maryland and not include Washington, D.C. How do you do that? But the question becomes, what do we do? And first, I want to hear your thoughts about this, of course. Do you agree with this new data? And do you agree with this qualification that we're one of the most stressful states in the country? Again, the criteria is long commutes, high unemployment, ridiculous rent prices, and grueling work hours. Now, when I've talked to people that come to Maryland, especially I have friends who have come from the South, from Georgia and the Carolinas and other places. Then I got friends that have come from the North, from like New York and whatever. very, very few people come from California that I've crossed paths with. Because most of the times when they come from California, they really want to kind of go back and, you know. So it's a whole different situation there. But being stressful in Maryland, do you agree with this category? Most people tend to believe that Maryland is not that stressful. Like, I'm not saying that this is a retirement state like Florida. And I don't know, again, they're looking at the whole thing, right? They're looking at the whole state. But, you know, when you go out to certain counties in Maryland, you don't hear anybody, not even God. You go out to certain parts of this state, right? And you just like, man, you be hearing Mother Nature herself humming in your ear like, you be like, jeez, she is loud. But I don't understand, like, how we get to this place. Okay, so Baltimore is one of the most violent cities, or if not the most violent city per capita. You got to throw that in there. According to some reports and the FBI and other places, now we're living in the most stressed state. Wow. That's and we're number 7 in that. Like, we're about to break into the top 5. I don't understand it, folks. I don't understand it. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to give me a call tonight and talk me what part of this state is really stressing you out. And what do you do to relieve the stress? Now, again, if you live around the district, D.C., that can stress you out. I am not even going to lie about that, folks. That can really, really stress you out. Living around D.C., going through traffic, you know what? I like D.C. It's very cultural. It's diverse. It's got a lot of great things happening outside of what's going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But the drive to D.C., give me a train. I would rather take a train. And a lot of my team, you know, Alex the producer from D.C. in that area, give me the train. I do not like to drive in D.C. Just give me the train. But if you live in Harford County, Howard County, Allegheny County, you know what I mean? If you're living in some of these other places, are you really living in a stressed out space? What's stressing you, Baltimore? What's stressing you, Maryland? What's wrong? Tell me. Let's just sit down on the couch and tell me what's stressing you out right now. So tonight, I want to have this conversation about stress and to really look at it. And I'm going to give you some more information about what Zipia has done, how they came to this conclusion using that piece of criteria. So I want to get your thoughts on that. 410-319-8888 is the number. 410-319-8888. And tell me, are you stressed? Are you living in a stressed out situation right now? And I need you to call me from all around the state. I need folks from all around the state because I'm still trying to figure it out. And I'm going to share some things about Maryland. Here's one piece that you may not have known. In Maryland, we have the second longest commute in the country. Did you know that? The second longest commute in the country outside of California. If you've ever been to California, I think they have the big highway out there, the 401, if I'm not mistaken. You could sit on the California highway for hours, man. For absolute hours. So if you ever been out to California, out to Cali, I don't get it. You ever gone to New York? The train will stress you out. Even though you may not be driving, just the fact that you got a billion people on a train car will stress you out. But Maryland, you don't have a billion people on the subway, man. We don't even like taking the subway. Don't even act like that. Plus, the subway system only goes from Charles Center to Owens Mills. Come on, man. The city bigger than that. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about being stressed out in Maryland. Are you stressed? If so, what you stressed from? And, of course, how do you relieve your stress? How do you relieve your stress living in the most violent, stressed out place in the planet, or in the country, rather? Let me know your thoughts. 410-319-8888. Also, later on, I'm going to be checking in with some wonderful students to talk about the issue of bullying. So we got a whole lot to get to tonight. Stay riding with me. It's For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back. All right, peace and welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me. All right, folks, we're talking about the career site Zipia has ranked the U.S. states according to how stressed they are. Now, Zipia researchers have researched commute time, unemployment, hours worked, population density, percent uninsured population, right? And then home price to income ratio. Those were all of the key factors there. Then they ranked each state on those measures and averaged the rankings for one comprehensive stress score. And apparently, folks, Out of the 10 states, Maryland ranks number seven. That's right. Number seven on one of the most stressful states in America. Do you agree with that? Even though Maryland is one of the wealthiest states in the U.S., and the rates of residents who are unemployed and uninsured are very low, according to some reports, home prices are high. And the weekday commute, again, thanks Washington, D.C. Thank you. Thank you, D.C. Maryland has the second longest commute in the country. Can you believe that? Oh, my goodness. What's stressing you out, Maryland? What's stressing you out, Baltimore? I want you to tell me that. Hit me up, 410-319-8888. Of course, we are broadcasting live on our Facebook page at For the Culture 88.9, and on my personal page at Faraji Muhammad. I want you to post your comments about stress. What's stressing you out? Is it the long commute, the unemployment, being uninsured? So many factors. Let's jump to the phone lines. Let's have some fun on this one. But I know y'all gonna give me some realness. Give me the real. We live in Baltimore City, and that's considered to be stressful. Now we got a state that's stressful. Yeah. Tanya checked in on our Facebook page and said the freeway in California you were talking about is the 405 going through Los Angeles City and County. Tanya, yes, it is. 405. Thank you so much for that correction, Tanya. You are absolutely right. The 405 will make you want to just drive your car off of the ridge. I'm telling you, folks, I've sat on that joint and it took me hours. And it's like, how can you do this every day? And I heard that the mass transit system is pretty good in L.A. I think I would use that instead of the 405. But Tanya, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's go to the lines. Folks are checking in. Kenny from Pikesville, what you got to say? Are we living in the most stressed out state? One of the most stressed out states in the country?
Hey, Faraji, how are you?
I'm good, Kenny. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for letting me ride.
Absolutely.
I can tell you the two factors that make it stressful is the housing market and the violence.
Okay, housing and violence.
Yeah, everything else you can kind of navigate through.
Yeah.
I mean, you can navigate through the housing market if you just position yourself to be able to buy what you need and not really what you want, because buying what you need tend to be will give you enough room in a house that you could be happy in. And with reference to the violence, how I relieve that, I grew up in the housing projects of Lexington Terrace. So I know there are certain places that as a grown man, but I just don't go. Not because I fear going there, but why take the chance? That's how you relieve the stress. But as far as the commuting, the reason why I think it is a longer commute because the highways are busier is because people are in a position, income-wise, because we are one of the richest states in the country, to be able to buy vehicles. To be able to, you know, low-income people have an opportunity to buy vehicles because we're starting to climb up the cost of living to match what the need for Maryland residents is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of other factors to consider.
So it sounds like you agree with this, though, that we are pretty stressed in the state of Maryland.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Because, I mean, when you're trying to buy a house, when you go across the Pennsylvania line,
yeah,
and you get a house that's 3,000 square feet for $260,000, where if you do the same thing here, $660,000, you know, you tend to try and do that, and then you have that you create that long commute because you're working in Baltimore where you're making a decent living, but you're living in PA where you're buying a decent house for a decent price.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things. I think the housing market needs to be revisited, reviewed,
yeah,
and determined that we spend too much money on houses.
And
as far as the violence is concerned, get our kids off the street and occupy them. So, I mean, there's ways we can do it.
Hey, Kenny, you said a mouthful, man. I really appreciate you for checking in, getting the conversation kicked off. Housing. I agree. Here's the thing, though. I hear a lot of people transitioning out of Maryland to go to places like North Carolina, even Georgia. Is as populated as Atlanta really is, right? Folks are still going down to Georgia in flocks, you know what I mean, because of housing. All right, let's go to Damon out of Annapolis. Damon, are you stressed out living in Maryland?
I am very stressed out. Damon here.
Oh, Damon, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Yes, I am calling. I'm very grateful for both your show and Today with Dr. K. I learned about both shows over the summer, and I've been addicted ever since, and I do call in, you know, quite a bit.
Yes, sir.
Stressed out. I am stressed out because I find myself often being a black face in a white face. Most of my jobs, I'm in education. I've always worked in predominantly white schools, and it is really, really stressful. And I just feel like I'm underrepresented. In Annapolis, it is very geared towards white people. A lot of the professionals, young black professionals that are in Annapolis, they cannot find work that is gratifying. And just, I have friends from Morehouse and Spelman and all of these great HBCUs, but they cannot find work in and around Annapolis. So a lot of people are going to Baltimore, going to other counties. I work in Harford County, and the commute is a lot. So, but more so, just being a black face in a white space, I found to be extremely stressful.
And you calling from Annapolis?
And I'm calling from Annapolis.
You calling from Annapolis? You stressed out in Annapolis, the state's capital. And if that's the way it is in Annapolis, but Damon, don't you think that there is some space in the state that you can really kind of find your inner self, get to that relaxing zone? I feel like I've visited some spaces around the state like that.
You can. I have family in St. Charles County, the La Plata, Walden.
Oh, yeah.
That is very, very serene and relaxing. And yeah. I have family in Calvert County that's like very rural. My church family and my family roots are from Galesville, Maryland, right on the water. Very small, quaint country town that is relaxing. And I do find, you know, respite and I feel relaxed there. But just my day-to-day life, I feel like is stressful just because I don't come in contact with a lot of people that look like me and understand my point of view and just my overall existence. I feel like I spend more time justifying why
that can be
I am who I am, why I think the way I think, why I feel the way I feel, than doing my job, you know. And I bet it's very, very taxing. And I'm praying now that the Lord will really open some doors for me to be involved in my community. I feel called to Baltimore. I'm still praying and just asking the Lord to open some doors for me so that I can really invest my skill set and time and passion and energy and love into my own community. I do see Baltimore as my first cousin. People will always say when I was in college, you know, oh, you're from Baltimore. I said, no, I'm from Annapolis. Annapolis is the capital, not Baltimore. People think that Baltimore is the capital, but we are first cousins. I'm praying that I can, you know, find work in Baltimore for the next academic school year.
Damon, I appreciate you. Hey, look, man, don't get stressed out on that situation. But, you know, things will get better. But come to Baltimore, man. You got a lot of black faces here in Baltimore. Mm-hmm, don't we? And a lot of folks actually feel the same way that you feel. Don't think that you are out there by yourself, folks. All right, let's go Wanda out of Dundalk. Wanda, living in Maryland, stressing you out?
Stressing me out? Thank you for having me. I enjoy listening to your show on the way home every day.
You're welcome.
I commute from Dundalk to Baltimore City, and I'm not going to name where I work at because it's one of the top. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Nevertheless, if the commute itself is taxing to your car, that's number one because of the roads.
All right, can we stop there real quick, Wanda? Let me stop there real quick right now because I don't know how many tires you have bought in the last 4 years or 2 years. Let me tell you something. I don't look if you have a car, you. Baltimore, when it comes to these roads,
that's
will make
me.
You not want to get a new car.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to obey. Yes.
I'm like, yeah.
Yes. But the other thing I wanted to say for
go ahead.
You know, being employed and being underappreciated, not being appreciated.
Come on now.
And underpaid.
Oh.
And my thing is, I have longevity here where I'm at, and I want to stay.
Yeah.
And I even increased my skill set by going to school, wanting, you know, better, but in the same company. But, you know, you get these great, great evaluations, but they just don't give you that extra point where it says to you, you know, overseas expectations.
Oh,
and you know,
gosh.
You do your best. You know, so my frustration is being, you know, underappreciated for the things that you do. And believe me, I feel like I do what I do because I enjoy doing what I do.
Yeah.
And sometimes I go beyond doing what I'm supposed to do. But that gives me gratification for doing what I have to do for others.
Wanda, let me tell you something, sister. I can feel your pain through the phone right now. I feel that pain. I trust me, I've worked at jobs that I felt like I'm underappreciated. So I understand it. And nothing is worse, folks. Wanda, if you went back to school, like you said, increased your skill set, and then you work for the company, and they still have yet to truly acknowledge or reward you for that, for taking that extra time, being extra committed, making yourself extra valuable. Look, I'm no job coach, Wanda, but you may want to consider looking at a different situation. Because guess what? Life is short. Life is too short, folks, for you to be stressing yourself out about your own value. Can we say that again? Can the church say amen? Life is too short to stress yourself out about your value. You know you're bringing some value to the game, to the table. You know that. But then you're stressing yourself out because other people can't see your value. They can't see your skill set. And that is a legitimate stress to have because guess what? You're not working your purpose. You're not doing what your heart, your mind, your spirit wants you to do. That will stress you out regardless of what state you in. Let me just say that. All right? So look, we got to take a quick pause. When we come back, Kevin, Eric, Gene, Irv, Wayne, I hear you. Sharon has checked in on our Facebook page, and she's stressed out. Yep, she's stressed out. Felicia has checked in on our Facebook page. I want to hear your thoughts on this, as the career site Zipia has once again named Maryland, not say once again, but has named Maryland one of the most stressed out states in the country. We're number 7 out of 10 states. What's your take on that? Are we living in a stressed out state here in Maryland? That's all I'm asking. You agree with this or disagree? Stay riding with me. It's a whole lot coming up in the next 30 of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. Give me a call right now at 410-319-8888. We'll be right back. Peace and welcome back to For the Culture. Right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely, the voice of the community. I'm your host for Raji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks. All right, we're talking about stress. We're talking about the struggle being real in this state. According to the career site Zipia, they're saying that Maryland is one of the top 10 states that is stressed out. Now, they've come to this conclusion by looking at some key factors. They're looking at unemployment. They're looking at the hours worked. They're looking at population density, the number of people who are uninsured in the state of Maryland, and, of course, home price to income ratio, like if you're just paying too much money for that house that you're living in. And, of course, they got to look at the commute time. Maryland has been ranked as having the second longest commute time in the country. Second longest commute time in the country, courtesy of Washington, D.C. Okay, it's the nation's capital. I got that. But check this out. The unemployment in Maryland is 6.7%. The uninsured in Maryland is 8.1%. The home price to income ratio is 3.8 to 1. And the average weekday commute is 32.4 minutes, roughly 32 minutes. 32 minutes. That's the average weekday commute. You know what I'm saying? So now we're living in this space where we're just like really, really stressed. So I'm just asking the question, what's stressing you? But more importantly, how do you handle your stress? Like, I like to get massages. I like to go running. I like to walk the park. How do you handle your stress? Because I don't want us to just come up in here and just talk about, oh, I'm so stressed out for Raji. This state, this city will make you just drive you nuts. But I want you to tell me how you would handle your stress. All right, Felicia checked in on our Facebook page and said, it takes an hour to get from Towson to Glen Burnie during rush hour on 695. Somebody just shot somebody on 695 over road rage. We are stressed. 43 homicides in 30 days. Are you talking about for which month? Which month? What you talking about, Felicia? All right, let's see. Beyond stress, school system failing, our children, every chance they get, shaking my head. Throw the whole state away and start over. The politics alone are too stressful. Throw the whole state away. Sharon checked in and said, this may sound comical, but seriously, I have been stressed since 45 came to the White House. She's talking about the president. Only because he is always flying off the handle. And for a while, I was really worried about Baltimore being collateral damage in an attack, especially when 45, she's talking about the president, was antagonizing North Korea and insulting other nations. He's in our backyard, too close for comfort as D.C. is ever attacked. In addition, the silent racism throughout the state. I may have been naive, but I never realized how bad racism is statewide. That's very real. Very real. This is a different state once you get out of certain areas of the state. Melissa checked in and said, imagine this. You see a beautiful, smiling little infant dressed in yellow, pictured on Facebook and shown on TV. You smile because she's smiling, only to read she was murdered. Mm. Imagine the immediate emotional roller coaster to all in a matter of seconds. Are we stressed? Beyond stress. Daryl checked in and said, the struggle is real here in Maryland. There are a number of things occurring that makes you want to leave. Mm. And then Ingrid said, well, who is the most stressed out state then? You want to know who's the most stressed out state, Ingrid? Let me, I'll tell you in a few moments, because you definitely want to know. New Jersey. There it is, Ingrid. She said, I'm willing to bank California stress the hell out for all of the obvious reasons. Expensive to live there, crazy traffic, keeping up with the Joneses, no insurance. And then Neil finally checked in and said, stressed out in Maryland? How about stressed out in general? Work issues, grad school issues, environmental issues, people of color and indigenous people lacking equal opportunities, politicians zagging after promises to zig, divisiveness, relationships, oh my gosh, Facebook accounts being cloned, vehicular traffic and human trafficking. Man, Neil, you're killing me. And we on and on. However, we can only control what we can control, so I choose to spend time influencing what I can and increasing my joy. Lord, have mercy. Neil, can we say amen? Amen. Let's go back to the phone line, see what you got to say. All right, folks, let's go to Gene. Gene, you stressed out? Talk to me, sir.
I've been retired for 20 years.
So you're not stressed then, Gene?
No, but let me tell you a story.
Okay.
Okay, so you say, how do you cope with the stress?
How do you cope with that stress, Gene?
Double vodka, gin martinis, margaritas.
Wait a minute. Hold on,
couple Yinglings.
Wait a minute. What
and
we
a
talking
blunt.
About? What are we talking about? Wait, did you say a blunt? Wait a minute, Gene. You wait a minute. You lighting one up for the family. What are you? Gene.
Can you say ass on the radio?
No, Gene. Gene. No, you can't curse on. Come on, Gene. You can't curse on. You know how long you been on public radio, Gene? Huh? No, come on, Gene. Talk to me. Oh my goodness, my man just advocated for taking some liquor and just rolling one. Just go out to the back, y'all, and just light one up and just be like, "Hey, man, it is what it is." All right, Wayne, talk to me. Checking in from Charles Village. What's your take on this, Wayne? Are you stressed out?
No, I'm not stressed out at all. In fact, I think that stress is really a relative subject, and I think it's tough to rate a state in itself because a state is so big.
It is huge.
And what attracted my attention to the conversation is your initial comments about the 405.
Yeah.
Originally being from Baltimore, I moved to L.A. to go to film school. And I did not find L.A. stressful at all. I know what people say about the traffic on the 405, but L.A. also has some of the longest side roads that you can take anywhere. Sepulveda is a road that you take to avoid the 405. But in general, I think that people are stressed out in Baltimore City, along with other areas in Maryland, mainly because Maryland, alike, just like a lot of other states, it's segregated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're stressed out, it really kind of depends on who you are. Because if you're in Fells Point in Baltimore and you never go past Fells Point or Canton or downtown, you don't know a lot about traffic or crime or, you know, racial tension, because a lot of that does not exist where you are.
Mm.
But if you go a few blocks up the street to, you know, to Monument, the whole reality is different. So it's very tough to kind of generalize the stress level of everybody in a state like Maryland, because it depends on who you are and where you are.
That's
and
real.
In terms of using criteria such as, you know, insurance rates and unemployment, who is to say that that stresses the population out? Perhaps this population has been dealing with those issues for so long, it doesn't seem like stress. If you put that same criteria on someone else in a different demographic, perhaps they would be stressed. But in Baltimore specifically, I think we're used to impoverished conditions. And if you've never left the town, that's normal to you.
That is real. Hey, Wayne, my man Wayne, checking in from Charles Village. I really appreciate that comment and insight, Wayne. Thank you so much. I think you're absolutely on it. Let's go to Kevin on from South Baltimore. Kevin, do you agree or disagree with this ranking?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree. I just read a report a few weeks ago that said New York, L.A., and Baltimore, or Maryland for that matter, was the two most expensive or three most expensive places to live. So when you break it down, as far as here in Maryland, you pay more for car insurance. You pay more for your house or even for rent. You pay your tax to death. Lord knows if you get a parking ticket or any kind of ticket, it goes up, what, every day or every week or something like that.
Kevin, tell them why you're mad, Kevin.
You have an insurance lapse. What is that, $150 off the top and then, what, $7 a day?
Oh, you're talking about, that's that MVA fee.
Let's go with the MVA. Let's talk about that because I registered my cars in Georgia. You know what I pay in Georgia?
What'd you pay?
For my tags, I pay $28 a year.
Wow.
As opposed to, I forget what it was last time I had it
Because you're dealing with state agency, this is based upon state rate. And that's the hard part about this, right? Like, you know, when we talk about finances, of course, Maryland is a wealthy state, but it depends on where you're talking about.
Well, to go back to that survey I was talking about, though, yeah. It said that in order to live, a single person to live in Maryland, I'm talking about under the poverty line, you got to make at least $55,000 a year.
Huh?
I make $50,000 a year, and it's still hard.
I'm about to say, I mean, what? Come
on,
man.
Yeah, you break that down. I'm talking about gross. You break $50,000, that's $1,000 a week. You break that down after taxes or whatever.
For a single person? But you're saying it's for a single person.
A single person.
Hey, man, look, and Kevin, I appreciate you for checking in from South Baltimore. I've talked to people who are like in their, you know, millennials who got excited for making like $36,000, $38,000. So $50,000, man, and you single? You know what? You know what stressed me out? Can I throw this out there? Child care in this city. Child care. Woo! I told y'all, folks, I'm going to do a show on child care. Just child care. Child care will stress you out. Trying to figure out where you're going to pay that $150, $160, that $200 every week. That will stress you out. Let's go to, now I hope I'm saying her name correctly, Priyera from Pikesville, our new caller.
Yes, Priyera. I was just commenting on Facebook, and I was thinking about the air conditioning. Regardless of the zip code, whether you're in a flourishing area, affluent area, Baltimore City, or an area that's, economically depressed, it didn't matter. The air conditions in a lot of these schools, good areas, bad areas, whatever, they didn't have when the kids came back to school. And I'm in Baltimore County, and a couple of schools couldn't start till like the back to school until like until September 7th, which was last month, because there was no air conditioning. I think they need to handle that better, and also they need to look at ways to accommodate people, especially because we know winter is coming in about 2 months.
Yeah.
And around the middle of December is when winter starts, and they said we're going to have a winter, so they should make sure all the schools are up to date and make sure that the kids, the teachers, and the staff have adequate heating for the winter so that they won't fall prey into what happened at the beginning of this year.
Priyera, and you know the funny thing about that?
Uh-huh.
The funny thing about that is people act like wintertime and summertime happen at different points in the year.
Mm.
Like, we know, come on, man, it's winter. Like, right now it's October. It feels great outside, right? We're still kind of in the summer months. But come November, this is Baltimore, folks. That's going to change.
Yeah, we've had Indian summers, and this is what this is, really. And it'll cool down, they said. But the thing about it is they need to prepare. And also the gubernatorial, I think they should have had more debates.
Ah.
And I think anybody who wants to do for their community, whether they are black or Jewish or Hispanic or whatever, and the dominant community that want change,
the white community,
many of them that do. If you want to run for office, you should start early and you should do like Obama. He had people on the ground, social media, people going door to door, different things, town hall meetings. If you want to be in elective office in any day and age, you have to do that. So
absolutely,
that's one of the things that I think.
Absolutely. Priyara, thank you so much for checking in and being our new caller from Pikesville. Irv from Edgewood, talk to me. What's your take, sir?
What's happening, Faraji? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, Irv. So what do you think of this this new survey saying Maryland is number 7 of being one of the most stressed out states in the country? Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I mean, but then, you know, from my state of mind, I think, you know, stress is a state of mind. But then I moved away from New Jersey to get away from the stress. So it's not surprising you said New Jersey's number 1. Growing up in East Orange and Newark area in Essex County, I mean, coming down to Maryland and even coming into Baltimore, like a vacation.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm seeing it from a different frame, I guess, coming from New Jersey. So, you know, born and raised up there. But, I mean, where we live out in Harford County and Edgewood, it's like we live in the country.
Right.
I mean, houses are significantly cheaper here than New Jersey. Taxes are cheaper here than New Jersey. I mean, everything that you guys pay, and I get it's high, but if you flip that into a New Jersey thing, it's significantly higher.
So, but do you how often do you commute to Baltimore?
So I have a job that kind of takes me around the state.
Uh-huh.
So you know, I'm on the highway all the time. But I mean, usually if I'm going into Baltimore, rather than come down 95, I'll take 40 in, which kind of gives me like kind of a leisure ride. But again, you know, when I'm looking at traffic here in Maryland, if I compare it to riding on the Garden State Parkway or Route 46 or 280,
yeah,
I mean, it's easy. And you know, different frame of mind coming from where I come from, being here, and I've been in Maryland since 2010.
That's a blessing. And Irv, I really appreciate you being another one of our new callers checking in from Edgewood. But Irv put something in my mind, folks. Irv got me thinking. And a couple of other, you know, other callers have said the same thing. But this idea of the frame of mind, like we got to take ownership of our mental state, right? We can't allow or wait or hope for other people to take ownership of our mental state. Like if you know that you're stressed out, then it's up to you as the individual to make some decisions to change some things, right? Whether it's, you know, getting more exercise, whether it's, you know, being around people that's going to lift your spirits, doing, you know, finding a hobby. There's something that you got to do. You got to make your own. And I think that that's part of the issue. Like we get stressed out, but then we don't know how to handle that stress. And then we live with other people who are stressed out. And then they add to the stress. And then next thing you know, we yelling at each other. We scolding each other. Then we're fighting each other. And then sometimes it gets so bad, eventually we're killing each other. And it doesn't have to get to that point. A lot of times when you know that when issues get to that space or to that point where you really want to do physical harm to an individual, you need to just walk away. You need to stop what you're doing and just walk away. Get silent. And if you are a perpetrator, you are the type of individual that like to push buttons. You know them type. You get into a situation, you get into an argument, but they the nitpicky type. Woo, they like water on a rock. You know what I mean? Just drip, drip, drip. Just, oh, my gosh. And you're just like, all right. You know, you're trying to walk away. All right, okay, you got it. Next thing you know, they're still dripping. Next, you gotta have the frame of mind, the space of mind, to be able to think before you react. And that's the thing, because stress comes when you take on the forces outside of you overwhelms the inner force that's inside of you. And there's a very, very deep spiritual component to that part as well, right? Like we all have to tap into our inner spirituality, our knowing, whatever you subscribe yourself in terms of your spirituality and your spiritual self, your spiritual side, you got to tap into it because this world will certainly stress you out. Clarence, checking in from Northwest Baltimore. Clarence, what's your take on this? Are we living in a stressed out state, sir?
That's your frame of mind, in which, you know, that I'm kind of listening to you there, Faraji. Are you telling people when you say tap into the inner spirituality? Are you talking about gnosis? The gnosis, that's just about the opposite of the Gnostic belief, where you just have an inner knowing. And would that inner knowing suggest to you that you need to disengage from the things that you think that you've been programmed in this society to participate in?
Yeah, come on, Clarence. Yeah, because, I mean, you got to have that inner knowing. Go ahead.
When I step out of my house now because I used to drive a cab when it was stupid money downtown back in the day, okay?
Yeah.
But now, when I step outside of my house and I can just walk down the Reisterstown Road and I look at it, horns honking, people screaming and all of that, and I'm stepping back like, wow, what were you doing? You know? So you have to disengage yourself from what's out there. Sure, you got to get up and you got to go to work and you have to deal with the commute, but you can mentally separate yourself from that by your safe haven, which is your house. Your safe haven is not your participation as to what goes on, the harbor, and all of those things that you think you got to go out there and hustle and bustle for. It took me 65 years to figure this out, Faraji. I mean, really, you get a good book. If you can find some free space where you can take your children or your grandchildren and just you and enjoy what God put on this earth, you know.
There it is.
I don't need Facebook and Twitter and all of that I wouldn't go read a book.
Right, there it is.
And as long as I got you, you know, at 5 o'clock to voice my frustrations out, oh, I'm not stressed, man. That's right.
Thank you, Clarence. I'm so happy to learn that I'll be your stress reliever. You can yell at me, folks, when you on that 695-183, right? You're like, golly, you just crawl up and just yell at me. Just yell at me. Just be like, Faraji, you know what really grinds my gears? And then to let it out, and guess what? Boom. By the time you get home, your husband, your wife, your family, your children, they'd be like, why are you just came home. It took you an hour. It didn't take no hour. I was listening to For the Culture. And I'm great now. But here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing. This is mental health 101. We have to, and I agree with Clarence wholeheartedly, we have to be cognizant about our own self. Now, in the organizing and activist world, the term self-care has kind of emerged as this new, it's emerged as a new form of relaxation or a new form of knowing to do little self-care. You know, some people might think it's a pedicure and things, but self-care also being able to not just take away, but you got to get into a space of, they call it mindfulness, right? And when you are in tune with every moment, I know, folks, this ain't going, I'm not trying to get too far out over here, but I really want you to think about this, because being mindful of where you are, what you're doing, there's a sense of peace and calmness that comes over, because now you're working in the moment and you're not working from a space of not being there, not having control. You are in full control and you're in your highest moment of awareness when you become when you are in a state of mindfulness. And that right there can relieve a lot of stress and tension. If your significant other is coming at you with one sort of energy, mindfulness will make you stop instead of naturally reacting. It will make you stop and think and process and then determine what's the best response. If you know that your husband had a rough day and he coming at you sideways, now you can fight fire with fire, but then that only makes the situation worse. But if you take the moment to think and stop and just say, you know what, he just got off work. He probably still got work all on him. I said that with my wife. I was like, you still got your job all on you. She said that with me. You need to come back home. You know what I mean? You're off the radio, babe. You're off the radio. That's what my wife sometimes say. Why are you talking to me like you're on the radio? I'm not talking to you like I'm... Just take it down. And then just get back into that space. All right, let's go back. I want to hear from you again. Folks are checking in there. But I hope that you're finding that this conversation is at least put you in a space of awareness. If nothing else, folks, you should be aware of the things that can tick you off, that can take you into a stressful place, and then start to work on relieving that stress within yourself and around you. Let's go to, is it Edie out of Middle River? Is this Edie or Eddie?
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie, yes, sir.
Yeah, you're talking about stressed out. I tell you, when you drive through the streets,
yeah,
and the streets are messed up, the potholes everywhere, the houses, you know, it, you know, like that's where the drug dealers be, and they be raping the women, them old abandoned houses, and you know,
you can't carry that. And let me tell you, Eddie, you can't carry that spirit, man. You can't, hey, Eddie, you know what, brother? And I can hear it in your voice because that gets to you. And it gets to me too, right? But
yeah.
At some point, you got to say enough is enough. You can't carry that burden and that spirit in your spirit, right? Because I'm sure as in the midst of all that, you probably got people hitting you up on your phone, expressing certain things, want to unload their things on you. And we can't carry that.
We can't.
We can't That's carry true. That burden, man. And but you got to make a decision not to carry it. That's all I'm saying. You got to make a conscious decision saying, in the moment of what's happening around me, what's going on in my personal life, in my professional life, what's going on in my community, in my neighborhood, what's going over here and over there, you cannot carry that weight because that's too much weight for you, brother. You will implode.
It's true, but you know, and I didn't think about it as a child coming up,
yeah.
How the neighborhoods used to be, you know, used
yeah.
to have, like, the police boys club, used to have recreation centers, you know, and there's just nobody dealing with the community anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Eddie, I appreciate you, brother, and you're absolutely right. But people are out there. But even if you're doing the great work of being out in the community, if you're doing that great work, take time for self-care. I'm in this space right now, folks. We've been blessed to do this work for many, many years in the city of Baltimore. But guess what? It's going to be there tomorrow. It's going to be there Monday. And just because we do this work today doesn't mean it's not going to be there tomorrow. So you got to pace yourself in it. This is a marathon, baby. This is not a sprint. The great sprint or the great marathon of freedom, justice, and equality, the great marathon of getting us to a space where we love each other again, the great marathon of finding justice and fighting for justice, that's a marathon. We cannot solve those problems in a day. So you have to take care of yourself in the process so you can be around for those battles down the road. Otherwise, you're going to destroy yourself. You're going to wind up hating the causes that you work and fight for. And then at the end of the day, we're not going to see you no more. We want you to be healthy, man. I want you to be healthy. Stress out on me. It's cool. You can yell at me because guess what? When I get off of the airwaves, guess what? I'm going home with a smile, man. Because guess what? I talk to you. Cause y'all relieve my stress, and it's love here. It's like a big cycle. It's a big cycle. All right. So look, folks, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm gonna take the last few calls. Plus, we're gonna check in with the Youth Writers Challenge. That's right, young people who are writing and doing some amazing things. They got a new movie coming out called The Tormentors that's gonna be premiering at the Senator Theater, and they're gonna talk about the issue of bullying. Why it's important for us to really address this issue of bullying in our schools, in our communities, and around this country. So stay riding with me. All of that is coming up in the next hour for The Culture. right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Now let's check in with NPR with your news and traffic. We'll be right back.